Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Sifik Daily Call. On behalf of the OU, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the eighth day of the month of Sivan. Today is day 607. That so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We collectively pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yitzhak Sprung of the United Orthodox Synagogue in Houston, Texas, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We'll be followed by Rabbi Sprung solely reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Sprung will lead us in the Mishaverach for the Chayalim, the Mishaverach for those who are held captive. And finally, concluding with the Mishaverach L'Cholim, where Rabbi Sprung will pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can do so at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Sprung.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman. Thank you, everyone, for being here and taking time to daven for the Jewish people, for our brethren, the soldiers, for the hostages held in captivity. It is such a beautiful thing, a beautiful, beautiful, incredible merit for our whole people that you do this every single day. I want to talk about the Omer period that just passed. One of the things that we, I think, tend to forget about because we don't have the Beit HaMikdash right now, the temple has not yet been rebuilt, we forget that the Omer period is actually bookended with offerings, and they're flower offerings. And there's a major difference between the flower offerings. So on the second day of Pesach, when we begin to count the Omer, of course, an Omer's worth of barley is brought. And it's a barley offering. And as we continue on and we count the Omer, finally on Shavuot, what gets brought? It's the Shtei HaLechem. It's a wheat offering. And the Aruch HaShulchan suggests that the reason we begin the Omer process, the count of the Omer with a barley offering, but conclude it with wheat, is because we ourselves are undergoing a transformation in this period. You see, barley, and this is often noted in the sages by Chazal, barley is not really food that's meant for people. People would give barley to their animals. Now we like to put it in challenge. But it used to be once upon a time that barley was a food that was reserved for people who couldn't afford wheat. But wheat, that's the good stuff, especially fine flour, dolet. When we count the Omer, the Aruch HaShulchan suggests, what we're doing is counting the process of transformation from a person who has not yet become refined by Torah, from a person who could be compared in a certain manner to even an animal, unrefined as of yet. But through the process of accepting the Torah and changing ourselves, now we become real human beings. The Omer is supposed to be a process of transformation. Of course, that is what Torah does for us. Torah changes us. When we learn Torah and live by Torah and act with Torah, it really, really changes who we are. It changes what kinds of decisions we make, how we spend our time, how we speak. It changes us very deeply in all sorts of ways. One of the ways that we need to change is that we all need to be doing more right now. Unfortunately, it's a crisis. You know, I think for a lot of people, it's not the people who are on this call, but for a lot of people, the transformation that we need is to engage in more tefillah. For other people, we're spending a lot of time davening with kavanah, but maybe we're not speaking out as much as we can on behalf of the Jewish people. Or maybe we're not giving as much tzedakah as we can for the Jewish people, for the organizations that are helping our brethren who are really, really in need right now. Or maybe we're not spending enough time learning Torah. Because after all, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, the Mishnah in Peah says that the study of Torah is corresponds to all of the other mitzvot. And that is, the Rambam says, because how are you going to know how to do all the other mitzvot? How are you going to know what's the difference between right and wrong? How are you going to know what to do with yourself unless you study Torah and it makes you knowledgeable and wise? And so what we should be doing now is seeking further transformation, whether it's adding tefillah and transforming ourselves into people who daven more or more deeply, or transforming ourselves into people who speak out on behalf of the Jewish people in Israel, even though it's uncomfortable, or transforming ourselves into people who give more money than we're comfortable giving to tzedakah, or whether it's in transforming ourselves into people who are seeking wisdom so that we can build a future, we can prepare ourselves to deal with very difficult decisions that inevitably come up in personal and communal life. Whatever the case is, we are all transforming ourselves. We're seeking to be transformed for the better. We're now going to continue on now to say Tehillim, to say some psalms on behalf of the Jewish people, the state of Israel, the soldiers, and the hostages. Please join along with me. We begin with the Tehillim Chaf, Psalm number 20. Lam Nateach Mizmor LeDavid Yam Chadonai V'yom Sara Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh U'mitzion Yisadecha יזכור כל מנחותיך, ועולתך ידשן אסלע. ייתן לך חבביך, וכל עצתך ימלא. נרננה בישועתך, ובשם אלוהינו נדגוב. ימלא אדוני כל משאלותיך. עתה ידעתי כי יושיע אדוני משיחו, יענהו משמי קדשו, בגבורות ישע ימינו. אלה ברכב ואלה בסוסים, ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר. המה קרו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו ונתעודד. אדוני הושיע, המלך יעננו ביום קראנו. תהילים חף גימו, Psalm 23. מזמור לדוד, אדוני ראי ואוהב, בנות דשא ירביצני, על מי מנוחות ינהלני. נפשי ישובב, ינחני במעגלי צדק, למען שמו. גם כי אלך בגיא צל מוות, לא אירא רע, כי אתה עמדי, שבתך ומשענתך, המה ינחמוני. תערוך לפני שולחן נגד צורריי, כי שנת בשמן ראשי, כוסי רוויה. אך טוב וחסד ידפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים. תהילים קכ"א, Psalm 121. שיר למעלות, אשא עיני אל ההרים, מאין יבוא עזרי.
Ezrim Eim Adonai, Otei Shamayim Varet. Al Yitein Lamot Raglecha, Ayanum Shomerecha. Hine Bo Yanum Velo Yishan, Shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzilecha, al yad yeminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka, v'yareyach ba'alayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor et nashecha. Adonai yishmod seitecha uvoecha me'ata v'yad olam.
Tehillim Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130.
Shir ha'malot mima'amakim keratnicha Adonai. Adonai Shema Vekoli, Tiyena Znecha Kashuvot Bekol Tachanunai. Im Avonot Tishmoya Adonai Mi Yamod. Kimcha Hatzlicha Lema'an Tivarei. Kiviti Adonai, kivita nafshi, veli dvaro hokhati. Nafshi l'Adonai, mishomrim l'boker, shomrim l'boker. Yachel Yisrael, el Adonai, im Adonai achesed, v'harbei imo fedut. Vehu yiktat Yisrael mikol avonotav.
Tehillim Kuf Mem Bet, Psalm 142.
Maskil leDavid yoto v'amira tefila. Koli el Adonai ezak. Koli el Adonai et Hanan. Eshpoch lefanav stichi, Sarati lefanav agid. Mitatech alai ruchi, Ve'ata yadata netivati, Korachzu alech tamu. Tachli, abet yamim urei veili makir, avad manok mimani ein doresh lenafshi. Zoati elecha Adonai, amarti ata maasi chelki v'eret hachayim. Hakshiva el minati, ki daloti meod. Hatzilei merodefai, ki amsu mimeni. Hotzia bimasker nafshi, lehodot et shemecha. Biyafiru tzadikim, ki tigmol alai.
Achenu.
Achenu kol Beit Yisrael, hanitunim b'tzara v'ashimya, homdim bein v'yam ubein v'yavasha, hamakom yirachim alayam v'yotmiyem mitzara v'vacha, u'miyafila l'ora, u'mishibur d'geula, ha'shav v'agala v'zman kariv v'nomar, amen.
As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom now, swiftly and soon. And let us say, Amen. Mishra Berach, L'chai Le'Tahal, a prayer for Israel's defense forces.
Mishra Berach, Avotenu Abraham Yitzchak V'Yakov, Hu Yivarech Et Chayalei Tzevag Anar Yisrael, Banche Kochot HaBitachon, Ha'omidim HaMishmar, Tenu Var Eloheinu, Midvo Levanon V'ad Midbar Mitzrayim, Me'ayam Agado Alev Harva, V'chol Makom Shem V'Yabasha B'Avir, U'Mayam, Yitain Adonai Pe'evin HaKam Aleinu, Migafim Mishmayam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'Yatsir Chayalei Mikol Tra V'Tzuka, U'Mikol Nega U'Machara, Yishlach Bracha V'Atzacha V'chol Ma'aseh Yidayem, Yaber Soneinu Tachneyem, V'Yatsir Mecheter Yishua V'Atzer Nitzachon, V'Kuyam Lahem HaKatuv, Ki Adonai Lechem Ha'alech Imachem, V'Lachem Lachemim, Moivechem Moshia Etchem, V'Nomar, Amen.
Mi Sheberach Veshruim, prayer for those being held in captivity.
Mi Sheberach Avotin Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Yosef Moshe Yaron David Ushlomo, Hu Yivarech Vishmor Vinsor Et Nazarek Teva Hagan Av Yisrael Ushruyav, Ve'et Kol Achino Nitunim Vitzara Vishuvia, Bavur Shekol HaKahal HaKadosh HaZeh Mitalel Bavuram HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem V'yotzei Mechoshech V'tzal Mavet U'Mosrotayim Yinatek U'Mi Mitzikoteim Yoshiyim V'Shivei Meira Lechek Mishvachoteim Yodiyu La'Adonai Chasdo V'Niflosa V'Mi Adam V'Koyam Lehem Mitra Shekatuv U'Tuyi Adonai Yishuvun U'Val Tzion Brina V'simchat olam ha'roshan, tason v'simcha yasigu, v'naf yagom yanacha, v'nomar, Amen.
Misha Berach for cholin, a prayer for those who are ill.
Misha Berach avotenu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Yaron David Shlomo, Hu Yivarech et hacholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lachlimam Rabam Lachazakam Lachiyotam Vishach Lehem Meira Rufua Shalema Min HaShemayim Lachol Ivarim Lachol Yideyem Vidol Shach Kol Yisrael Rufua Tenefesh Rufua Tazov Hashtar Bagalov Vizman Kariv V'Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Sprung. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please, God, and Yiratz Hashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, be strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing the chama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a wonderful day.